So welcome, everyone. My name is Kyle Hershey. I am the COO of The Mortgage Calculator, and this is our loan officer sales training that we do every weekday at 12 p.m. Eastern, where we focus more on the front end, the sales end, and the leads end of the mortgage business. Today, we're going to be talking about how to sell non-QM mortgages. So at The Mortgage Calculator, that is what we specialize in. Of course, we still do conventional FHA, VA, USDA. But we specialize in non-QM loans, our favorite types of loans, of course, our DSCR, investor loan, also all kinds of bank statement loans and foreign nationals, asset utilization, ITINs, and every other type of loan under the sun. So that's what we love here at The Mortgage Calculator. That is what we specialize in. And today we're going to be talking about how to quote unquote sell non-QM mortgages, meaning obviously get clients and originate non-QM loans. So let's go ahead and get into it here. So first off, we need to understand non-QM mortgages, right? Any of you who are not familiar, obviously non-QM is a non-qualified mortgage, meaning it is not Fannie, Freddie, FHA, VA, USDA. It is a non-conforming loan, which essentially means that the lender makes up their own rules, right? So that's why the guidelines can vary so much, because they just make up whatever it is that they want to finance and, of course, put into their packages that they are going to sell, or in some cases hold, because we do have some investors that have portfolio products that they actually hold, right? So that really frees it up as well, because they don't have to answer to anyone that they're selling the mortgages to, right? So a lot of diversity in the products here. Notice the slide here says, familiarize yourself with the features and criteria of non-QM mortgages. These loans are designed for borrowers who may not meet traditional lending standards. Now, that's why we love them here at The Mortgage Calculator, because we are able to target an audience that is being underserved. And that is a great way to get new business and a great way to have a niche there. And you need to know your audience. Again, people that are underserved, right? Identify potential clients who may benefit from these non-QM mortgages. These typically include self-employed individuals. That's the biggest one, right? As soon as you're talking to a self-employed individual, already your mind is saying, okay, well, there's a bunch of non-QM options, right? Now, I do want to make it clear. Remember, we're not only jumping to non-QM options, right? A conventional loan is almost always going to be cheaper than a non-QM option like a bank statement or, you know, P&L or whatever it may be, right? The more documentation, the less expensive the loan is going to be, right? The less documentation that the borrower has to provide, aka a bank statement loan, they don't have to provide tax returns like they do on a conforming loan, right? So less documentation means higher risk, means higher price, means a higher cost for the client, whether it's higher in rate or higher in cost. And so, as soon as we hear somebody self-employed, we automatically think, okay, we have options, but we don't just skip past a conventional loan, right? The conventional is always going to be the best pricing. So we talked about this on our mortgage calculator training of last week, where there's the hierarchy, right? I mean, VA is always typically going to be the best benefit to the borrower, and then USDA and conventional and FHA, right? We want to try to fit them into those if they fit. But when they do not fit, which a lot of self-employed individuals do not fit in those boxes, or it's very difficult to fit, or they don't want to fit because of what they would have to do, like file taxes that maybe they haven't filed in a while, whatever the case may be. There's plenty of people that do not fall into those boxes. Tons of different lenders and brokerages out there just have to deny these people, which is what's so great, is that we can help those people that are being denied in those typical situations when they have, unique financial situations for themselves. And of course, we need to stay informed. So those of you that may be new to non-QM, you have to understand that, again, there's no rules. Understand that the market is constantly changing. And so all of the programs are constantly changing. All of the guidelines are constantly changing, right? When things loosen up in the market, then new programs will roll out and LTVs will go up and credit scores will go down and all these different things are happening, right? This is not happening with conventional and conforming loans. This is happening in the non-QM world. They're changing everything every day. So we have to stay up to date on what's going on, right? And we have to always make sure to read the guidelines because we need to know the current guidelines. We might even say, oh, I, you know, tried to put a loan at that place 2 months ago and this, you know, their LTV was too low or whatever. Well, you can't just do that with non-QM, right? You have to check because it could have changed. It could change day to day, week to week, right? You never know. All of these guidelines and programs are constantly changing. So we got to stay informed. We got to keep our head in the game. We got to, you know, be on the lookout for great programs. It's just something we have to do in non-QM. It's not as easy as having an automated underwriting system that constantly knows by itself, right? We are the automated underwriting system when we're doing non-QM mortgages, right? There's no other way around it. A machine can't do it. A processor can't do it. You as the loan officer are the only one who can seek out a program with guidelines that fit this loan, right? As opposed to a conventional loan, you can just press a button and run, you know, automated underwriting and it does that for you, right? Another tip here, build relationships, right? Establish strong relationships with real estate agents, financial advisors. We have some trainings talking about how to do that. Other professionals who may refer clients to you. Networking can be a valuable source of leads for non-QM mortgages. Remember events. We have trainings on events and how to either go to them effectively or to throw them effectively, right? Also remember that when you're building relationships, especially with realtors or people who may refer you deals, we have our business purpose loan referral program at the Mortgage Calculator where they can make 75 basis points, even if they're not licensed, for referring us business purpose loans. And for all of the loan officers at the Mortgage Calculator, you have a link to send them on your website where they can sign up as a referral partner on your website and start referring you business purpose loans. So that's definitely something unique that not a lot of people are going to be talking to that person about that you're networking with or that you're trying to build a relationship with and get referrals from. Most of the people are not offering that, right? So that's something very unique to help you build relationships. And of course, we talk about this all the time when we're doing non-QM mortgages, even more important than ever to educate our clients. Many clients are not familiar with non-QM mortgages. We have to take the time to educate them on not only the benefits, but remember the also the challenges that are associated with these products and also the cons. We need to make sure that they understand, hey, a conventional loan is going to be cheaper, right? So let's give an example of, you know, kind of to run back what I was talking about a couple of minutes ago here. Let's say somebody hasn't filed their taxes, right? Well, we can talk to them and say, well, you know, we have options for that. Absolutely. Right? We have bank statement options where we could just go buy your bank statement. Or if you're self-employed with a business, we could do, you know, a P&L loan or whatever it may be, but understand that those loans are more expensive. So we're going to educate our client on, hey, you know, I get it. You haven't filed your taxes. You may not want to, whatever it may be. We could go that route. It's just going to be more expensive. But if you were to file your taxes and we could do a conventional loan, it would be cheaper. So we have to kind of educate them on the pros and cons, right, of what we're talking about. Also, you know, again, just even going through the hierarchy there of non-QM loans, of letting them know, hey, you know, a bank statement loan is going to be cheaper than a P&L loan typically. And, you know, those are all going to be cheaper than, you know, a DSCR loan typically, right? Because again, the less documentation, the more expensive the loan. And a DSCR loan has essentially no documentation, right? And so we want to make sure we're educating them so that they understand exactly what is going on in the process. Because again, most clients don't know much about mortgages at all. And what they do know is typically just conventional Fannie Freddie type stuff that they may hear in the news or that they may hear, you know, a friend talking about that's a realtor, a loan officer. So they're definitely not usually experienced in mortgages, right? We're the licensee. It's our responsibility to know all this stuff, but they're definitely not going to be, you know, educated in the non-QM mortgage world. So it's our job to educate our clients on the benefits and also the challenges associated with those. We need to have effective communication, right? We need to clearly communicate the features and terms of non-QM mortgages to potential clients, be transparent about the risks and benefits, address any concerns they may have. Again, something where we need to educate them on the pros, the cons, what we may be facing, and just make sure that even more importantly than just a regular conventional loan, we need to have very effective communication when we're talking about these very confusing, complicated products. Some of these are very complicated. Some of these are very confusing even to the loan officer. So very important to keep up clear and effective communication. And when we're, you know, quote unquote, selling these non-QM mortgages and talking to our clients about them, when we're highlighting the positives of it, we are highlighting the flexibility, right? All of the alternative document options we have, those are, you know, what is music to these borrowers' ears, right? These underserved borrowers or borrowers that may not have known these programs exist. It's that flexibility, right, that they love. When you're talking to investors, they love the flexibility of the DSCR loan mostly. That's our most popular loan product for a reason, because we specialize in non-QM loans and we specialize in working with investors. And so, of course, the DSCR loan is the most popular loan among investors right now by far, and they love it for the flexibility that it affords them. You do not have to worry about income or DTI or how many other properties they may own. They don't have to worry about doing one loan at a time. They could do 10 DSCR loans at a time. They can close them in LLCs, or they could close them in their personal name. You know, that's something that I know a lot of loan officers get mixed up with sometimes, is that they think a DSCR loan has to close in an entity. No, most of them do. It's typically smarter liability-wise and tax reason wise, right? But it does not. And so make sure to, for all the loan officers out there talking to clients about DSCR loans, don't make the mistake that I've seen some loan officers do of telling them it has to close in a company. It absolutely does not have to close in a company. It's completely up to the borrower how they want to vest their property. That is 100% the legal right of the client on how they want to vest it. But again, most investors choose to vest their properties that they're purchasing or refinancing with a DSCR loan into an LLC. And providing solutions. That's what we love, right? So on these trainings, we talk about all the time on how it's satisfying to provide solutions to clients. Christina talked about it yesterday when we had a special guest, Christina, our special guest last week, Evan, also the same thing, right? They find the gratitude in the satisfaction in providing solutions to people who may not have solutions or that somebody else could not have provided them. We talked, you know, last week when we were talking with Evan, he said, there's some deals that I know nobody else could have done for them, because nobody else would have turned over every single stone and figured out this way to get this complicated transaction done. And that is, you know, very satisfying as a loan officer, as a professional, to help somebody who probably could have not been helped if they were talking to any other loan officer, right? And so it's very important for us to provide solutions, and it's important for us to take pride in providing those solutions. And that's going to allow us to continue to sell more non-QM mortgages when we have that pride and that confidence in what we're doing. And here's a big one. We need to be aware of compliance, especially for non-QM mortgages, right? Ensure that you're well-versed in the regulatory requirements associated with non-QM mortgages. Compliance is crucial to maintaining trust with clients and avoiding legal issues. Also, remember, here at the Mortgage Calculator, for those loan officers who are originating correspondent loans, it's even more important to keep an eye on that compliance, right? There's a lot more that you have to be involved in from a compliance standpoint when you're originating the loan correspondent as opposed to brokering the loan to another lender who's going to help with the compliance end, right? So very important when we're doing non-QM loans. Now, here's another misconception that I would like to touch on here is some people think, oh, well, there's no rules in non-QM mortgages, right? That's incorrect. Okay. Now, any non-QM mortgage is still going to have rules. The files still need to be disclosed, right? I mean, all the same rules are going to apply. If you're doing a business purpose loan that, you know, again, what is the definition of a business purpose loan? That means a loan that is not using any income from the borrower whatsoever and is closing in an LLC. So what's that typically going to mean? A DSCR loan that's closing in an LLC or a, not just an LLC, I guess I should say, it could be a corporation, an entity, could be a trust, could be a corporation, could be an LLC. So a business purpose loan that's not using income from a borrower and that is not closing in a personal name, that could be considered a business purpose loan. Same thing with, you know, a fix and flip and a ground up construction are typically going to be business purpose because we're not using borrower income and we're typically closing in some type of entity. You know, so it's commercial loans as well, obviously. And when your business purpose, yes, a lot of the compliance falls off, right? But most non-QM loans are not business purpose, right? The most popular non-QM product out there is bank statement loans. All the same compliance applies to a bank statement loan as it does to a conventional loan, right? So that's one of the things that some people get mixed up with is like, oh, I'm non-QM now. Like it's the wild, wild west. No, no, no. You're still originating loans for a natural person for a home, right? All the same rules still apply just because it's not Fannie, Freddie, FHA, VA, USDA, right? But, you know, again, a true commercial loan, true business purpose loan, right? A lot of the regulation goes out the window. However, also keep in mind that most of the investors that are doing these type of loans still have compliance regulation on their points and fees, right? On the max points and fees. So just because you say, oh, this is a business purpose loan, points and fees shouldn't matter. They absolutely do. You have to look at the guidelines of the program that you're doing because a lot of the non-QM programs, even though they don't have to, they'll stick with the Fannie Freddie points and fees test or something close to that. And so you have to be aware of that. And of course, we need continuous training. All of you on here, it's exactly what you're doing. Stay engaged in ongoing training, professional development programs related to the mortgage industry and non-QM mortgages. And this will help you stay current. Of course, you know, these trainings, any other trainings, going to events, just keep inundating yourself with this. And the more that you watch these non-QM trainings, the more it's all going to kind of start to fall together because yes, it's complicated. Yes, there are a lot of programs, but once you really dive into it, you start to see all the similarities. You start to see that, you know, there's only these few certain groups of programs and it just starts to kind of all fall in place. So for those of you who haven't been on a lot of trainings, make sure to attend more trainings, do more trainings, and it's definitely going to all come together more. I know for a brand new loan officer, sometimes it's a lot. For a loan officer coming from conventional to non-QM, it takes a little while to get into the non-QM swing of things. So it's just more about staying involved, keeping your head in the game, and staying on, you know, these type of trainings. And we need to utilize technology, of course, right? Leverage technology tools, platform, of course, at the Mortgage Calculator. That is what we do, right? You need to make sure you're an expert on our system, on our CRM. Take the trainings, take them again. Make sure that you're comfortable with the quoting system, right? So I would do a bunch of practice quotes. Not only would I do the practice quotes to get approved to do loans, but once you're approved to do loans, I would do what Christina said yesterday. For those of you who weren't on our training with one of our top producers, Christina, yesterday, she said, one of her, actually her first loan, she said, was one of her actual, you know, somebody in her sphere that she already knew that she asked if she could quote as a practice quote. She said, can you give me your scenario and I'll quote it as a practice? Like I'm at a mortgage company now. We have this quoting system. I need practice with it. I wanted to see if you could give me, you know, what your home value is and how much you owe and your credit score. And, you know, you're not pulling their credit, right? So it's just asking a favor of a friend of, hey, I want to quote some real life scenarios. Can I quote you now? Again, what did we talk about yesterday? We talked about the fact that Christina ended up getting an actual loan out of it because the person said, hey, actually, could you actually do this loan? Because they saw it. And now all of a sudden they're seeing their payment being lowered or they're seeing, wow, oh, you know, I could get $80,000 cash in my pocket right now. Is this real? Could you actually do this? So yes, it can equal deals sometimes, but even more importantly, it's great practice. And also it's a great way to make sure that your sphere, your friends, your family, your acquaintances know what you do. They know that you're serious. They know you have this great quoting system, and they're going to think that you are a professional loan officer. Even if you're brand new, if you're sending them these quotes, they're going to say, oh, wow, this is cool. Some of them may do something. And I'm not expecting all of you are going to all of a sudden get a deal like Christina did just because you do some practice quotes. But it's definitely going to plant that idea into your client's head, get them into your system, send them a quote, make sure they understand and know that you are a professional loan officer with amazing systems that you can quote very quickly and with great programs and great rates, right? So obviously at the Mortgage Calculator, all the systems are all essentially inside one system, which is our system. So just make sure to master that. And of course, in non-QM mortgages especially, we need to build credibility, right? Being a loan consultant, like Jose talks about all the time. Our sales manager, Jose, always talks about being a loan consultant and providing value, right, to the transaction. All about adding value to the transaction will build your credibility. You're going to have success stories to share. Now, when we talk on our social media trainings a lot, we talk about sharing the success stories on your social media. This is so important. This is one of the biggest tools to get business and one of the things that's most often overlooked by loan officers is making sure that every single deal they do and closing they have something to post about it. Right? That is the best advertisement you can have, is putting out there that you're accomplishing goals, you're doing deals, you're successful at what you're doing, and you're helping people. Posting those you know, pictures of your clients at the title office holding up their key to their new home saying, I'm so glad I was able to help this family get into their home. It was, you know, whatever the case may be, even if it's a complicated deal, you could say a little tidbit, you know, this was a really hard deal. The finances didn't work out. So we, you know, switched this loan to a bank statement and were able to get it done. I mean, that is showing how you were a consultant to them, right? So sharing your success stories, your testimonials, you know, case studies, these are things where it's very important for you to be putting it out there, right? It's great for your client to say thank you to you and stuff like that, but you have to use that opportunity. I mean, that's the golden opportunity there, is once you actually do a deal for someone, to make sure that you're just putting that out everywhere to make sure everybody knows that you did a good job for somebody, closed a deal, and that you're active and that you can help them out when they're ready as well. And the last slide here is take advantage of the opportunity. Those of you who may not have been in the mortgage business for long understand that these programs have not always been around. And they will not always be around necessarily, right? These programs change every single day, and the market could turn one way and almost all of the investors could stop doing those type of loans. Maybe, you know, P&L loans for some reason are not fitting in portfolios that people are selling to the secondary anymore. And all of a sudden, nobody's really doing P&L loans like that, right? It's an amazing time to take advantage of these opportunities, also because we're on the precipice here of rates. You know, they leveled out, they're starting to go down. Of course, we're all expecting a rate cut soon. And so not only is it an amazing opportunity to have all these programs, but it's an amazing opportunity to have these programs to use in this market that's about to heat up, and make sure that anyone we talk to, whether we're talking to them now or in the future, when they're ready to do something, we have a tool to help them. Even if they haven't filed their taxes, even if they have no income that they can prove. I mean, we have every non-QM product under the sun. So we have to make sure that we take great advantage of this amazing opportunity and understand we can't take it for granted. It may not last. I'm not saying these programs are going anywhere anytime soon here. So don't, you know, take it the wrong way, but just understand nothing is guaranteed. This is not Fannie Mae or Freddie Mac where this is, you know, a government sponsored agency, right? That's going to be here forever. This is the individual investors and lenders making up these products, and they could, you know, discontinue them at any time. So we need to make sure we take advantage of them while we can, especially in this market. Let's get out there. Let's talk to more clients. People are on the fence right now, or they're getting ready to make a move when the rate's lower. So let's make sure we talk to them all, size up their deals, and use all of the non-QM tools at our disposal to close more loans. So I do not see any questions here. So I guess we can go ahead and wrap it up. I hope that was helpful. And I hope everybody can use that as a little motivation to get out there today and call some clients and talk to them about some non-QM loans. So thank you everybody for tuning in. Remember, we do this at 12 p.m. Eastern time every weekday where we go through the front end of mortgages. So I appreciate everybody tuning in. We'll see you. Actually, we do not have a show tomorrow because I will be traveling at that time. I'll be on a plane. So unfortunately, no sales training tomorrow, which is Wednesday the 28th, but we will be back on Thursday the 29th. So I will see you on Thursday the 29th at 12 p.m. Eastern for the next episode of the Loan Officer Sales Training with the Mortgage Calculator. Have a great and productive